3. Our unique challenges. Overcoming our transport challenges will help us unlock the region's full economic potential, as well as boost its environmental and social well-being. This strategy is focused on tackling specific regional challenges which currently have an impact on economic growth. Alternative fuel infrastructure. The peninsula currently has 1,200 public EV charge points for 34,000 electric vehicle. A. High demand for charge points. Forecast to increase 20 times by 2035. B. No ultra-low emission buses. Currently in regular public use across the region. And C. No hydrogen fuel stations, with limited infrastructure planned for buses and HGVs. Sources: EV Strategy, Peninsula Transport 2023. And SW Alternative Fuels for Freight Strategy, Western Gateway and Peninsula Transport 2023. Achieving Net Zero. The peninsula generates nearly 4,500 kilotons of carbon emissions from transport per year. A. High level of car ownership. Second highest of all regions. B. Majority of travel to work trips by car. Around 90% of people drive. C. Highest private transport mileage per person. And D. Transport major source of pollution. 44% of the peninsula's carbon emissions. Source: Carbon Transition Strategy, Peninsula Transport 2022. Rural accessibility. Nearly half of the peninsula population live in rural areas. A. Less accessible public transport network. 60% fewer bus stops in rural areas with less services per hour than urban areas. And B. Lower rural affluence. Higher proportion of population in lower affluence percentiles in rural areas. Source: SW Rural Mobility Strategy, Peninsula Transport 2022. Rail connectivity. The peninsula is reliant on two strategic rail routes connecting it to the rest of the UK. A. Slower strategic rail network. Average rail speeds are 20 miles per hour slower compared with elsewhere. B. Poor mobile connectivity. 78 kilometers of track from Penzance to Paddington with poor or no mobile connectivity, equating to 60 plus minutes of lost productivity. And C. Single track running. 75% of track Exeter-Salisbury is single line, limiting capacity. The majority of branch lines are also single track. Source: Rail Strategy, Peninsula Transport 2023. Public transport. Half of peninsula workers travel less than 10 kilometers to work. A. Highest bus subsidy of any region. £28 million of support provided by local transport authorities annually. B. High number of bus operators. Over 30 bus companies operate in the region. And C. Inconsistent ticketing, pricing, and payment options for public transport users. Source: Regional Evidence Base, Peninsula Transport 2019. Seasonal variation. The tourism industry is worth £4.5 billion a year to the peninsula economy. A. Major tourist destination. 18 million visitors to the region each year. B. Majority come by car. Only 15% use public transport. And C. High demand on road network. Up to a 70% increase in traffic on the strategic road network during the summer. Source: Strategic Economic Corridor Study, Peninsula Transport 2022. Network resilience. The peninsula relies on a small number of strategic links of variable standards. A. Significant cost of network failure. The 2014 Dawlish seawall failure incurred costs of £1.5 billion to region. B. High levels of traffic delay and poor reliability. 1,570 unplanned closures were recorded on A30 in the region in the last 5 years, causing considerable delays. And C. Inconsistent standard of SRN. Of the 500-kilometer strategic road network, 26% is single carriageway, much below standard, with capacity and safety issues. Source: Strategic Economic Corridor Study, Peninsula Transport 2022. Freight transport. 70 million tons of freight is moved within the peninsula each year. A. Significant levels of long-distance freight. 60% of freight movements begin or end outside the region. B. High empty running. 20 million kilometers of empty running freight vehicles in the peninsula each year. And C. Limited rail freight. Only 5% of freight is moved by rail. Source: SW Freight Strategy, Peninsula Transport 2022. On page 4 of the standard print version, there is a map of the Peninsula Transport region showing motorway network, major road network, peninsula transport, strategic road network, main road network, western gateway, rail network, main train station, airport, and ports.